Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Steve Martin from Louisville, Tennessee.
Steve, obviously you have a well-known name. Has that been a burden to you in your life? People expect you to be funny?
Not so much a burden, just a distraction.
A distraction. People, how many times do people come up to you and go, oh, are you a wild and crazy guy, or am I dating myself?
No, I have a pre-taped answer. I usually respond that I'm a mild and lazy guy.
There you go. Oh. Steve, it is great to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Here's your first quote.
I'd probably call it, instead of the mother of all storms, maybe the mother-in-law or the ugly sister of all storms.
That was New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin talking about a storm that wasn't as bad as all the hype leading up to it. What storm?
Oh, I believe that would be Hurricane Gustav.
It would be. That's right. The remnants of which are falling on our heads right now here in Chicago. Call Gustav the New England Patriots of hurricanes. The monster storm was a terror as it swept across the Caribbean and forced the evacuation of the entire city of New Orleans before getting all the way to the Louisiana coast and just sort of lying down and taking a damp nap. The storm did provide one dramatic moment when Fox's Geraldo Rivera, who calls himself a warrior journalist, stood on top of a bridge and spotted a person who we assume was drowning in the water. He said on camera, there's a person stranded. Look, there's a person in the water. I'm telling the cops. And he shouted it, and somebody pointed out to Mr. Rivera that the person in the water was actually a Coast Guard crewman with a life jacket and a tether line who was trying to secure a loosely moored vehicle. This did not stop Geraldo from throwing the poor guy one end of his mustache and yelling, hold on!
I think of him more as a worrier journalist.
You think so? Your next quote is a series of lines made famous by a man named Don LaFontaine. He died this week at the age of 68.
In a world, no way out, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. A one-man army, a vicious killing machine, a roller coaster ride of excitement.
Now, Mr. LaFontaine was acclaimed by all as the international grandmaster of a peculiar art form. What?
He was the king of the voiceovers.
Yes, he was, specifically and most well-known for movie trailers. Yes. As he explained to us when he was on our show about 3 years ago, Don LaFontaine was an advertising copywriter when one day back in the 60s, the voice talent he had hired didn't show up for the gig, and he just did it himself. Not only did he go on to do movie trailers and ads of every description, he actually wrote many of them, including the first use of that famous line, in a world. Now, when he was on our show, we asked him if he could lend some of that LaFontaine magic to some public radio shows. Here's the result.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another perfectly good hour. Listening to Car Talk. From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.
A great guy.
Hilarious.
All right, Steve, here's your last quote.
We held out hope. Maybe it would be terrible in the same way as the original, and it sort of was.
That from New York Magazine is one of the more positive but still pretty negative reviews of what teen drama remake that graced TV screens this week.
You know, I have no idea. I've not even seen TV this week, so I'm going to have to pass on this one.
Can we give
a hint? It's a very famous zip code.
I tell you what, I have no idea, but I'm just going to throw out a guess here and say High School Musical.
No?
Okay. Well, sorry.
Zip code.
Now, how about Beverly Hills 90210? Not ringing any bells?
Not a bit.
No. I think you're better off.
It's just as well, really.
Yeah.
The entire cast was passed over on the vice presidential nominee list.
So all kinds of crap from the 1990s invaded this week, with the New Kids in the Block reunion tour storming in from the Northeast, and this remake of the classic Aaron Spelling series making bomb runs from the West. In fact, the show bombed all over, as critics and bloggers alike couldn't find much nice to say about it. Now, the original series followed a Minnesota family that was uprooted and dropped in among rich white folks on the coast. It makes me wonder, what would it look like if rich white people were uprooted and dropped in Minnesota for a few days? I guess we'll never know. Carl, how did Steve do in our quiz?
Well, Steve was good enough, Peter. He had two correct answers, so Steve, you win our prize.
Excellent. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing. You are a wild and crazy guy, as far as I'm concerned.
It's been fun, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.